Three candidates have filed to run for the seat representing the newly redrawn District 1, which includes Ketchikan, Wrangell, Saxman, Metlakatla, and Hyder. Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly member Jeremy Bynum filed to run as a Republican. He says he'd like to see increases to state education funding and ensure the Alaska Marine Highway system is stable and independent of political interference.
The state has a lot of issues that's facing it, and they're not short-term issues, they're long-term issues, and we need to have a continuation of leadership that has vision.
Bynum is the acting electric division manager for Ketchikan Public Utilities and says he hopes to help the region double down on its abundant hydropower. He says his background in energy helps him stand out from Ortez.
Southeast Alaska can't just depend upon the fact that that we have fossil fuel assets in the state. That we also have other assets of the state as well, as far as energy goes, that we can, specifically in Southeast Alaska, take advantage of and leverage toward our future.
He says he'd worked to develop relationships with others in the House, but Bynum otherwise declined to offer specifics on how he'd leverage Southeast's renewable energy as a legislator. KRBD also asked each candidate whether they believe the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Bynum said he believes that there were anomalies brought on by pandemic-related rule changes, like the Alaska Supreme Court's decision to suspend the requirement that witnesses sign absentee ballots. He says those changes created uncertainty in the results of the presidential election, but he stops short of questioning the ultimate result.
I don't think that the presidential election was stolen. I mean, that would require a vast conspiracy beyond, I think, what's capable. I do believe, however, though, that the systems that we have had in place historically weren't changed, you know, and they changed rapidly.
Another Ortez challenger is questioning the 2020 results. Wrangell-based cargo pilot Siobhan Meggett says she can't say for sure whether the election was stolen.
I don't really know if it was stolen, but I do know that there's been a lot of proof to show that there was a lot of irregularities and there was a lot of illegal activity. So because of that, did it mean it was stolen? We don't really know that yet.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejected challenges to the results of the 2020 election, and subsequent audits in some states have failed to turn up proof of widespread fraud. Meggett is running for the seat as a nonpartisan. In addition to tightening Alaska's voting laws, Meggett says her first priority would be to pass what she calls a patient's bill of rights.
You know, if a doctor says, hey, I want to use ivermectin, they talked it with the patient said, let's give it a try, the doctor should be able to do that.
Meggett says she'd also like to ensure that permanent fund dividends follow a formula laid out in state law. The state hasn't paid out dividends in line with the formula since it passed a 2018 law that draws from the permanent fund for state services. It's been unable to agree on a replacement formula and has instead set dividends in each year's budget. For his part, incumbent Representative Dan Ortez says his biggest priority is solving the state's budget woes.
We need a long-term sustainable fiscal plan that will allow us to continue to issue a PFD, but at the same time pay for essential services and hopefully without any significant new added taxes. That's the goal.
The retired school teacher says his experience in the legislature and his status as a nonpartisan independent makes him a good fit to represent Ketchikan, Wrangell, Metlakatla, Saxman, and Hyder. Though he's caucused with a bipartisan coalition in recent years, Ortez says he sees eye to eye on just about every issue with his counterpart in the state's upper house, Republican Senator Bert Stedman of Sitka.
I am fiscally conservative, but I recognize as well that you know, it's important to maintain essential services.
Ortez says he's seen no evidence that the 2020 election was stolen. With only three candidates in the running, all are set to advance past the top four pick one primary this summer. They'll face off in the ranked choice general election in November. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.